responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As we launch here in hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, and I think we offer more for free than they offer in their paid areas. So you can verify that claim for yourself. If you'd like, at freetalklive.com, we go right into your phone calls and start with Elaine, who's been waiting patiently, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Elaine.
How are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I totally 100% agree with what you did, because the government has gotten out of hand. And they had an article in the paper not long ago that they were going to go around and monitor and look for people, properties that were in violation of codes.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that forever. They just started that in Tampa. I used to live in Sarasota, and they had, code enforcement guys. That was their job, as I understood it, was to putter around town all day and look for that stuff.
Yes, and this friend of mine who is a vet of World War II, he was so happy that they were doing it, and I said, what are you talking about? I said, you think this is okay? He said, sure. I said, no, it's not okay. He says, well, how do you get the person to clean up their yard? I said, you go over there and ask them if you can help them. I said, leave the government out.
That is a completely neighborly way of doing things, and I wish more people thought like you did. And what a shame that somebody who considers themselves a veteran, who probably believes that he went and fought for freedom, would possibly say something like that.
Well, one point I want to make before I hang up, because this is what I wanted to make, that most of these police officers, most of these judges, most of these senators, and all of these government workers fought in the Army at one point, or served, or is in some sort of branch of reserves or something. And you know what? They go, and then they come back here, and they take our rights away.
It's really outrageous, and you're absolutely, I think your observations are spot on. Unfortunately, I think we're in the minority, Elaine. I think most people are the last caller last hour suggested. They're just going along to get along. Everything's all right as long as they can still have their television at night and their six-pack of beer, and they can get up in the morning, and they can choose which way they leave the driveway. That's enough freedom for them, and to them, they still live in the freest country on earth, which may still be a true claim, but at the same time, we're quickly losing the ability to make that claim.
Because, like I said, most of these people become socialists after they get out of the Army or go to work for the government. They forget who they're fighting for.
Right. They get orders from on high, the U.S.
Right.
government, and that's the one that provides them with their paycheck and their food and all that other stuff. And it's a very socialist system. You can't leave it without getting thrown in jail. And I've heard many military guys get out and say, "You should have the draft back because it taught me how to, all kinds of good stuff." And, that's, fine and dandy, it taught you. That's fabulous, but that doesn't mean we should have the draft.
Do you think?
Right. Well, especially to come back here and do what this police officer did to this man that called into your show. That was totally hideous.
You know, the other thing, Elaine, is, and I thank you. I'm glad you appreciated what I went through. In case people don't know, I spent the last weekend in jail because I made a stand for property rights in a courtroom and asked some questions they didn't want me to ask. By the way, you can see the video of that over at freekeen.com. You probably have to scroll down to the end of the page. But
you probably should have carried it out to the end.
Yeah.
I doubt you would have lost your girlfriend. You're probably a nice-looking dude. She's probably been there calling you on the phone, and you could reverse the call. But I probably would have waited out.
Well, it's easy to call that from where you are, but when you're behind bars and people are having their lives disrupted, it's a completely different situation. And maybe what I'd really like to see is those people that are advocating that I should have just stuck it out. I would love to invite all of you who love liberty enough to come up here to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and then come up here and show us how it's done. Because I can tell you that there just aren't enough of people like us, Elaine. There aren't enough people that are sick and tired tired, that have had it up to here, that are fed up to the point where they're willing to do something about it. A lot of people are upset. A number of people know something's wrong. They realize there's something inherently wrong. They may not exactly know what it is, or they might be able to point to a few things that really piss them off about what the government is doing, but they're not willing to do anything about it, because it would mean that the men with guns are going to hurt them and hurt their family and destroy their lives. And how can anybody could lie to themselves and believe that they live in anything resembling a free country is just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
Well, if we continue to give in one way to the government and not in another way, for instance, registering our guns, I said that is totally ridiculous. Now the government knows you have a gun.
Yeah.
So as long as you go by certain laws in some areas and not in others, the government can have their way with you.
Well, if the gun owners, and Mark, you actually had a gun-related story tonight in regards to ammunition.
Registration. Yeah. It's not enough that you register your guns now. Now they want you to register each bullet.
Well, that's where I wanted to go with this.
Right.
And Elaine, I thank you for the call. It was great hearing from you. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com when you get a chance and send us your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners if you can. But I thank you for the call. And that's where I wanted to go with this, Mark, was that if you let them take one step and then you let them take another step, and you keep letting them take steps, eventually you are going to be a complete serf.
And they always take another step. When the government takes a step, it's not like a business or an individual taking a step. When the government takes a step, it's not going to back off without huge lawsuits that take up forever. And they finance their lawsuits off of your tax dollars.
Yeah. The gun owners lost. They lost the battle for gun rights when they gave in to the first regulation.
And you know what the first regulation was? Ex-convicts from owning weapons.
Really?
This is what it was back in the 20s. Violent convicts weren't allowed to own weapons back when they got out. Mm. I don't know what the reason was. Maybe some violent convict committed a crime and somebody thought that by banning them from having weapons that you could somehow prevent them from committing crimes, as though they couldn't get them in a country where there's 9 guns for every 10 people and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about that no matter how many laws you write.
Ludicrous.
And so first they came for the ex-convicts, and I wasn't an ex-convict, so I said nothing.
Right. Those criminals, stick it to them. Right?
That's how people feel. They don't think that ex-cons should have weapons. Well, I'm an ex-con. The fact
Me
is...
Me too now.
Yeah, well, you're I'm,
how
I'm
long
a,
do you have to be in for an ex
I'm
to be a
felon.
Con?
Okay, so that's the issue. And I've been out for 10 years. Shouldn't I be able to protect my family?
Apparently not, Mark. Because your family has to be... If somebody crawls through your window with a machete in their hand, a blood-stained shirt, and they go after your wife, you're going to have to go hand-to-hand with that.
I'm going to have to take him out with a steak knife.
Yeah.
So the fact is, the ex-convict rules that we have on guns in this country, they only disarm the good ex-convicts. The guys out there that are trying to fly straight. The guys out there that have families and they're trying to do the right thing. Now they can't protect their families. Because the bad ex-cons, they're going to own weapons whether you write a law or not.
You're damn right.
In the same way that when you outlaw guns, only guns, outlaws will have guns. Well, when you outlaw guns for ex-convicts, only outlaw ex-convicts will have guns. Dummies.
There is no level of regulation that these government bureaucrats will say to themselves, oh, that's all right, that's about enough, we've had it. No more. We're satiated. We've had enough regulation. And
this is
we're
if the government's big enough and we have enough tax money. That's ludicrous. who would believe that?
I don't know.
And
do you
please?
Believe that? Wait, if you believe that at some point the government people are just going to just lay down their pens and stop writing laws, 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from somebody that actually believes that to be the case.
Because they need to be committed.
You have to believe that to be the case, right? I mean, if you're looking at what the government's doing, you're constantly seeing it becoming more intrusive and more oppressive than it ever has been in the past, and you tell yourself, well, that's pretty awful what they're doing to those folks over there, but they're going to stop sometime, and they're not going to come after me eventually, are they? They're going to have to stop at some point, right? Well, I mean, they'll have to stop at some point because everybody will be impoverished because they won't be able to extract any more wealth from you. I mean, there's a certain economic factor that will stop them, but it won't ever stop them from making new rules. It won't stop them from making new regulations for you to conform your life to and for you to obey.
I'd like to hear about one government program that's worked, too. Just call in and tell me about one that's worked.
That's sort of like the classic Free Talk Live question,
right.
and no one ever answers it.
You know what? I'll make make my explanations on what work means later if somebody actually does call
in. Yeah, try to answer that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What government program has worked, has met its original goals that you're satisfied with, you feel good about? 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 21st, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 770.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $793.66, $396.83 for the half ounce, and $198.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $793.66, $396.83, and $198.42.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Hey, check out Bureaucrash's Podcrash, where your host, Zach Fix, provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen in as they discuss activism, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com. That's bureaucrash.com. You know, I mentioned, Mark, that I was going to talk about the plea bargains, and it completely slipped my mind, so I want to make sure just briefly get that out, that idea out there. We've been talking so far tonight, I mean, to some extent, about this sort of continuous rise of government, that they're always creating new regulations, new programs, new rules, new laws, and they expect you to jump through every single hoop they put up for you. So the question earlier was, of course, well, where's your line in the sand? Does anybody, do most people in America even have a line in the sand? Probably not. But we're also talking about plea bargaining and the fact that if people who were gone after for the most nonsensical of things, whether it be a couch in the yard or whether it be marijuana possession or whatever the new regulation might be that they're trying to control your life with, if they come after you and you actually don't take the plea bargain that they're trying to push in your face and you take it all the way to trial, okay, yeah, you are at a greater risk of spending more time in a prison cell. I understand that's kind of the scary deal, and that's why people take plea bargains. But at the same time, if there was some sort of mass concerted effort to not take plea bargains, if all of a sudden 50% of the people that were charged with simple drug possession during one given period of time decided to take it to trial, there would be no way, no possible way for those government people to schedule any of those trials in a good percentage of those trials in a speedy manner. They would not be able to get their right to a speedy trial. They would be backed up. The courts would be backlogged with cases from here out to eternity if people would just stop taking the plea bargains. And if they would stop taking the plea bargains, maybe then they would stop arresting people for those so-called crimes in the first place.
If the founding fathers had imagined the atrocity that is plea bargaining in the very first place, they would have made it unconstitutional. I'm certain of it. The fact is, plea bargaining hurts everyone but the government. The average individual out there who's supposed to be protected from the criminal, look, if a person commits a crime, whether that crime's murder or, you know, in what way they hurt or steal from their neighbor, they should do the time on that crime. I was in prison for 8.5 years. I saw a lot of people in there that managed to, you know, do less time than the crime they were prescribed for. Now, the fact is, the criminal, they often, people like myself, will take pleas for things that they didn't do simply because they believe that the amount of time that they're going to do is worth it. I thought that I was going to do 3 years for the thing. It turns out that they ended up, you know, changing the laws and extending my sentence way the heck out there. I ended up doing 8.5. So I figured it wasn't worth taking it to trial for that amount when I likely would get something similar to that anyway. So why bother? And, you know, why bother putting my family through it? Why bother taking a chance of getting a larger sentence? Why bother all that stuff? The criminal loses. The citizen loses. Only the state. The victim loses because, well, shouldn't the criminal have to do the whole stint? And the victim, of course, has to pay for the incarceration in the judicial system in the form of taxes like everybody else does. The only people that win is the government. Creating a huge industry behind imprisoning people.
But then again, that's all. But not taking plea bargains requires some level of gumption. It requires some level of courage and willingness to face what might come as a result of that. And I don't blame people for not wanting to. I don't blame them for that. I don't blame them for being scared. What we are dealing with is a scary group of men and women who are willing to hurt innocent people and to throw folks in cages that have ended in prison cells that have never harmed others. And that's a pretty scary situation. But if somehow there could be some sort of concerted effort to just stop putting up with this crap, everything could change. But as long as you aren't willing to change and your next door neighbor isn't willing to change and your friends aren't willing to change, then what you can expect to happen is them to create more new rules and regulations for you to abide by, for you to obey. And when you mess up, for them to offer you another for a plea bargain or to extract money from you until you're poor and in the streets. And then you get to look to them to take care of you because you can't go to the churches because apparently they're kicking homeless people out of churches now in New York City. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, I actually work in a homeless shelter, ironically. However, we got a little bit of a catch with ours. It actually turns out that we actually take people from DSS, so we get our money from the government, which means there's a lot of interesting strings attached.
Like what?
But, well, actually, they can actually pull our permit. This is the interesting story. I actually worked in the shelter last year, and what happened was it turns out we moved the shelter across the street from the mayor, and the mayor didn't like the idea of poor people living across the street from him. So, to say the least, that shelter didn't last too long. Ironically, when we got kicked out of the shelter and they shut it down, it was like a few days after Christmas, as if he had just been waiting for after Christmas this way he didn't have to deal with a media story about heartless mayor kicking people on the street before Christmas. And that was a really, that shelter was right down the street from me too, and now I have to work one that's like 8 miles from my house and really annoys me. I really hate that guy, whoever the mayor of that town was.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that man with a passion, but, that's one of the first reasons I called. The second reason I called is actually I have like an interesting little victory report.
Okay.
A good one. Good one. You guys, a little while ago, you talked about that in California, the homeschooling, where they're going to not allow people to homeschool anymore.
They're basically not going to allow people to homeschool unless they were teachers. You had to be teacher certified to homeschool, and it's obvious that it's a ruse to stop homeschooling entirely.
Yeah, they need to keep everybody, you know, well indoctrinated, you know, keep them like that. But either way, actually, I got a little alert from this group called the ACLJ or Thomas More, one of those, like, Christian law groups. It actually turns out that they dropped the case, and now that ruling is moot. The kids can homeschool now, or the people can homeschool now. So.
Now, for now, they can. That's good news, yeah. I guess. But, you know, it's not a very good environment out there for that in California. I can only imagine what those parents feel like. They must feel like the axe is just hanging over their head and just waiting for it to drop. I mean, they managed to save themselves this time around, but how much more time do they have left? I thank you for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you.
No problem, Steve.
It's not a very good environment for people who love freedom in California, period.
No, you're absolutely right about that. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Talk to Ken in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. I heard you earlier talking about the felony and the firearm possession.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
I don't know if you're aware that also in this country, if you have a misdemeanor and it involves domestic violence, that there's a federal law prohibiting you from owning a firearm as well?
I've heard of this, and there's other misdemeanors, too, that they'll try to get you on.
Right,
but
that's for life. That's a lifetime ban for a misdemeanor.
It's crazy.
Whether it's domestic violence or what. What's next?
I don't know. You know what's crazy about that is in many places, if somebody calls in a domestic violence call to the police, they have a mandate to arrest. And I thank you for the call, Ken. There's a mandate to arrest one party, at least one party. Now, who do you think gets arrested the most?
The one with the Y chromosome.
It's the man. The man gets arrested the most because... Even if he didn't do anything, they arrest the guy.
He's got that more powerful shoulder girdle.
Right. And in a lot of cases, it is the women that start the violence, believe it or not. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone
ozone therapy. Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
All right, as we continue with your phone calls about what you want, we'll start with Jack, listening in New Hampshire. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack. Jack in New Hampshire going once. Jack in New Hampshire going twice. Let's try John in Indianapolis, or Indiana, rather. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark. This is John Galt speaking.
John, welcome to the program. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a fantastic idea, among other ideas, for getting people to come up there to New Hampshire. I know that recently there was something really idiotic that these holes there, you can add the mass if you want there, decided to vote at the polling places. They got stupid. And I think that we should maybe reach out to the people living in the border towns, the towns that border New Hampshire. And
what you're referring to is the Massachusetts vote this past a couple weeks ago when they had the opportunity to vote on repealing the income tax. And you think to yourself that even though Americans are relatively ignorant about most of the issues out there, you'd think that if they were given the opportunity to lessen the burden of the state to free up significant chunk of their income for their own disposal, you'd think they'd jump at the opportunity. But no, 70% of Massachusetts voters voted in favor of keeping the income tax. It's just mind-boggling. So I agree with you. Reaching out to Massachusetts liberty lovers is definitely something that people who are looking to recruit for the Free State Project should do. And of course,
as a matter of fact, they're working on that to some extent. So yep. somebody's on that idea.
They
now.
Jumped all over that.
I've got a great one for that idea. I've got a lot of different ideas. In fact, I'd love to come up there. And if you guys have got a job for me, I'd like to be a full-time activist and also help train and also help do activist theater and get some good PR for the Free State Project, which I think we might be needing some of that.
Well, I don't have a job for you, but
there's lots of jobs.
The New Hampshire economy is the best in the Northeast, yeah. So if you're looking for work, this is a pretty good place to get it. And there was a study recently that showed that of certain smaller areas in which to live, so excluding big cities, I forget what the population range was of this study. It was like up to 100,000 population, I think. They took a look at that. They took a look at various different cities, like 150 cities around the country, smaller cities, and they found that a number of them were in New Hampshire. Like in the top 10, three of the top 10 cities were in New Hampshire, and number one was, I believe, Lebanon, New Hampshire, and number three was our very own Keene. So they called these things very resistant to a recession, and sure enough, you know, there's hiring signs all over the place here, whereas in Michigan, for instance, where everybody's trying to get the hell out, it's kind of a different story.
Okay. Well, here's my idea. I'll try and be as brief as I can.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we go to the border towns and stuff and tell them that you're part of the 30%. You know, we'll just assume right away that these folks are part of the 30% that thought that it was a dumb idea. We reach out to them and we say, look, we can do this really on the cheap, too, and get a lot of good publicity. Have folks have T-shirts on, say, state border here. This is a New Hampshire state border. We've encompassed these little towns and stuff. You don't have to be a part of Massachusetts anymore. Obviously, it'd be harder to actually pull it off, but just effort, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a nice idea to actually move the state.
Think about it.
To move the state border is a fine idea. Unfortunately, you're talking about a political battle that would be never-ending. And I thank you, John, for the call. Hope to have you come up here at some point. We got to move on. We got other callers, but I thank you. You're always welcome to call on Monday night. So, yeah, it's a nice idea. They tried that with Killington, Killington, Vermont, which is now, to be fair, Killington, Vermont is not right on the border. But Killington, Vermont, actually explicitly, the people there were interested in essentially seceding from New Hampshire. Seceding from Vermont and joining New Hampshire. Whatever happened to all that? Nothing. Because Vermont's not going to let them go. And in the same way, Massachusetts isn't just going to let those people go. It's just not going to say, we've enjoyed your tax dollars. Okay, see you later. Now you can join the state of New Hampshire. It's just not going to work out, unfortunately. If you disagree and you'd like to tell me why that's not the case, 1-800-259-9231. But, Mark, I mean, come on. I mean, these state government people, they're not going to want to lose their tax base.
No, they're
not.
They'll
fight tooth and nail.
That tooth and nail is exactly how they'll fight.
It'd be much easier to just find those liberty-loving individuals that happen to live there, and of course all across the country and all around the world. If you love liberty and you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow your neighbors to also be free, if you understand that, you should be here with us, you should be active, so we can actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org is the website to go to learn more about that movement. We continue with your calls. Mark is on the line in Ohio. You're on free. Excuse me. Yes, Mark is there. Mark.
Yes.
Hey there.
Hey, I've got a cheap way to protect your property if they would happen to bring in dog sniffing dogs.
Wait, what kind of dogs?
Well, sniffing dogs.
What would they be sniffing for? Drugs?
Or drugs? Well, I don't want to hide drugs, but you know, guns or something. That you want to hide would be, or if you're on the run out in the woods and you're chasing the dogs after you.
All right.
Is as long as you have no other animals around or kids around, you could put cups of bleach around your house or around whatever you want, and then the dogs won't be sniffing very long after that.
So are you talking about just setting a cup of bleach out or just pouring the bleach around the certain area you don't want the dogs to be?
Well, you can do either, but to make it last longer, you can put the bleach in a cup.
And you're saying that just having a bleach in a cup is enough to scare a dog away?
Well, if you stop and think about what bleach does to a human being, you cannot breathe that stuff in very much.
So you're saying the dogs are more sensitive and they'd be more, or they'd be less likely to put up with that.
I've heard that Pepper will ruin a good dog's nose. I don't advocate ruining a good dog's nose for nothing, but if that dog's being used to violate freedom, I guess that's what you have
Thanks
to do.
Thanks for the suggestion, and thank you for the call. I don't know if we have any more animal experts, perhaps, listening that could verify that claim. I've never heard it before. I've heard the pepper thing. Never heard bleach. That's an idea. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Jay, listening to WFLA in Tampa Bay. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, after watching Congress browbeat those executives this week, you know, telling them they need to compromise, they need to do a better job at what they do.
Yeah.
The government made no offer of any concession of any type at all.
And what kind of concessions?
Conceding towards what? Giving money to the automakers?
Lift CAFE standards. Lift environmental regulations that they're pinned under in order to build the cars.
Mm.
All kinds of things like that. And that could go for every industry in the United States. It's, you know, hogtied by regulations, be it federal, state, or local.
It'd be an economic boom.
Down here on the Gulf Coast. I got jobs on the board. I can't do it because I'm waiting for permits from somebody in Tallahassee to stamp a paper.
Yep.
If customer's got money, he wants to spend it. I got guys out of work.
This is how it always goes with regulations, and I know that people get a little scared when you talk about doing away with environmental regulations, but think about it for a second. We're really handled by the court system in this area. If I suddenly buy a new car that shoots acid out of the top and sprays it all over every place and destroys things and affects people's property, well, they can sue me.
Right.
Exactly. That's what the system's supposed to be. And if the government won't voluntarily get out of our way and let the economy do what it can do, and they could solve this problem in very, very short order.
You're absolutely right, but they have no interest in solving the problem.
But the government doesn't do it. They'll be forced to do it when the entire system implodes.
Well, that's true. By that time, though,
nobody's got any money to pay any taxes, and everything comes to a grinding halt.
By that time, anything can happen. Who knows what will happen if it gets to that point? I thank you for the call. You're right.
Thank
they
you.
Could very easily fix this situation by letting off, but that's just not their game. They don't do that.
Government grows.
More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful 5-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are on the site for free. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You just start your shopping, holiday shopping, stuff you need for life, whatever. Amazon sells it, 41 categories, used items, even new items, of course, as well. Whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
In a 4-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating habits and exercise habits. And without changing their daily routine, 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC-20 lost weight and 72% lost inches off of their waist. DEXC-20 has done both of these things for me, and it can do it for you. DEXC-20. Go to Walgreens, CVS, GNC. It's in the gold box. DEXC-20 doesn't give you those weird jitters that a lot of diet pills do. DEXC-20.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and then if we get a chance, we'll tell you what happened to the schools that decided to ban sodas, or sugary drinks, as they call them in the article. But first, we go to Seth in New Hampshire. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call in about what Mark said about gun control. He mentioned that the first gun control law was had to do with convicts not being able to carry guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that is partially true in that it was a very early, one of the first major gun control laws. It was in the 1960s, though. But the
that was the one for all felons in the 60s. It was for violent felons in the 20s, was my understanding, Seth. And I don't have the facts sitting in front of me, so.
Well, I wasn't calling in to nitpick. I was actually calling in more for like the interest's sake. The very first gun control law was in 1640 in Virginia, and it banned blacks, mulattoes, and Indians from owning guns.
Interesting. Mm. And, what year was that? In the 1860s? Blacks and Indians couldn't own guns.
1640s. And actually, after the Civil War, 1620, the Virginia, first white men arrived in Virginia in 1620, and they wasted no time in making sure that black people couldn't own guns.
Okay.
But in 1866, the first Jim Crow law regarding guns was passed, and that was in, I believe, Georgia. That also banned blacks from carrying guns or clubs or any other weapons. So it goes back to the idea that an armed man is or an unarmed man is a slave, and an armed man is a free man. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification. Anything else on your mind, Seth?
Not at all.
Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So
there are so many people that in the government and that work for the government. I'm not saying every last one of them. There's so many of them that would like to see every gun taken out of the hands of every American. And Seth just, you know, proved to me that, in fact, these laws are intended to turn us all into, you know, serfs or states, you know, wards of the state.
Well, yeah, okay, Mark. I see where you're coming from on that, but I mean, come on, let's be fair. The intent of the Second Amendment, as I understand it, was to allow people to defend themselves from common criminals and the other common criminals we know as governments. The governments that had gone beyond their original boundaries, governments that had been encroaching too much. But we all know that that's not going to work either, right? We all know that if you actually were to use your guns for something like that, you'd end up like the Waco people.
Absolutely.
You'd end up dead. And so if you're dead, then you definitely don't have any freedom left. And we know that down in New Orleans, or not New Orleans, but in the Mississippi and the Louisiana areas after Hurricane Katrina hit, we saw video footage of the local cops as well as some California highway patrolmen and in addition to some of the National Guardsmen going around house to house confiscating people's firearms. So what do you think would have happened if that old lady that they tackled and took the gun from,
dislocated her shoulder,
they
broke,
hurt her,
broke her
she's
shoulder.
Old, they were young, and they hurt her, if that old lady had started blasting, what do you think would have happened to her?
Well, they'd have killed her in a hail of fire.
They would have. So, I mean, that's not really a legitimate option for gun owners today. They can't start shooting because then they'll end up dead. And then, of course, they'll just use that sort of violence as an excuse to go around and confiscate more firearms. Ah, see, someone has used a firearm. Now we must confiscate them all. So I wish that was something that was even a possibility, but it's not. So it's frustrating because there's not really anything you can do. I mean, you could be disobedient, but nobody wants to be disobedient because then they're the ones that gets their head chopped off, and you know everybody gets to see what happens to the disobedient, as what happened to me last week. It wasn't over guns; it was over a couch in the yard. But the premise is still sound. The idea that if you are the first disobedient, you end up getting hurt. And so nobody wants to be first. Now, look, I'm not advocating violence. I think that's the wrong idea. I think we can achieve liberty through nonviolent, peaceful solutions. It's just that those solutions are few and far between. And if you're not up here in New Hampshire, as Seth is and as we are, and you're not getting active for liberty in various different ways, then you got no hope, man. You can just cross your fingers and hope that they won't regulate you out of business next. I mean, that poor guy that we talked to in Tampa, he's got jobs he's willing to do. He's got customers that are willing to pay him. He's got guys that want to work for
him. He's got people he needs to help.
But he can't do anything because the men with guns calling themselves government are saying, whoa, you've got paperwork you need to fill out there, buddy. I don't see a permit here. You're not going to be able to do any work unless you get our permission to do work first. Now, he could just go ahead and start doing those jobs anyway, and he might get away with it for a little while until one of his competitors finds out about it, or until some snitch busybody neighbor snitches him out to some government agency. So eventually, government people are probably going to get wind of the fact that he's gone ahead and done business without asking them for permission first. And what are they going to do? They're going to come swoop in on his business, shut him down. He won't be able to do any more business. He might end up facing criminal charges.
And all those people that he was helping will have to go find somebody else to help them.
Right. The clients and the employees, all of his employees will have to go find jobs somewhere else as well at the same time. And so all these people do is ruin lives, and it's just such a frustrating situation because it seems like there's no solution. For most people out there, where they currently are, it seems like all they can do is just keep bowing down. And that's really all you can do. Just bow down and cross your fingers and hope they don't come regulate you next. Unless you want to actually take some action, in which case then I recommend the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you love liberty. If you don't love liberty and you don't get liberty, well, you shouldn't start with the Free State Project. You should start by educating yourself. You can learn more about that over at at our links page on our website. Or, of course, just keep listening to Free Talk Live. We'll clue you in. We go to Ronald listening to WFLA in Tampa. Ronald, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on.
Hey there.
I have a solution, and basically I have to preface the solution by this, and then I'll get to the award-winning movie documentary that I originally called in about. But,
okay.
You know, when you're born in the United States, you're given a Social Security number and a birth certificate, and that automatically makes you an employee of the U.S. government corporation, which is a fictional entity, and that birth certificate.
Now, wait, you don't get a Social Security number right off the bat unless you, I mean, you know, in some hospitals they will, but my son was born in a home birth setting, and we had to file in order to get his Social Security
card. Had to file, that's right, exactly. So
it's either that or
put
out
there
the write-off.
So you're persuaded into filing. So let's just take it for granted that everybody, basically, except for illegal aliens, has a Social Security number and a birth certificate with an all capitalized name on that birth certificate, creating a fictional entity that is an employee of the U.S. government corporation. That makes sense, right?
We've heard all of this before. It's all very interesting and fascinating, but the reality comes into play when you're standing in front of the men with guns. They don't really care very much about that.
Yes, but if you copyright that fictional title and own it as your own, for whatever amount that you want to copyright it for, $1,000.
Are you going to tell us you've done this?
I am in the process of doing it.
I'd encourage you I can't remember off the top of my head what the name of the blog was, but it was redcrayons.com. To go to redcrayons.com and read the blogs about many of the people that have been in this redemption movement that you're talking about here.
Well, there's also a great website called redemptionservice.com.
Right. How much do they charge for their services?
I think it's $2,000.
There you go. Cha-ching.
Yeah, you know,
now, wait. Red crayons, completely free, and you'll find out how good this stuff works in court.
Yeah, they're going to throw you in a cell.
It's a scam. I'm sorry.
You've been scammed. The men with guns don't care about this stuff, dude. And I tell you what, you go and you try this out, and please call us back and let us know how it goes.
I'm not saying you're dumb.
I tried in traffic court, and it works. When you call out the judge as a sovereign human being and then ask if he has a claim against you.
Wait a second. Ian did just this with the couch situation. The fact is, if it depends on what the judge feels like doing, they'll throw your butt in the slammer.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me ask one question, dude.
Right,
so
I
appreciate where you're coming from.
Guys.
Thank you for the call.
Redcrayons.net.
I've seen Zeitgeist. It's a fine film. All right, 800-259-9231. So, yeah, you let us know how that goes for you, okay? And we would love to hear your story. Hour 3 coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.